In Romans chapter 1, Paul writes, "I am under obligation." Now, that's not language we typically associate with passion, like we talked about yesterday. Obligation usually sounds like a chore or a duty. But for Paul, it was the fuel behind his eagerness. And why is that? Because the gospel isn't something he made up. It's something handed to him to deliver. So think of it like this. If someone gives you a gift to pass along, then you're in debt, not to the giver, but to the recipient. You owe it to them to deliver what's been entrusted to you. And that's how Paul sees his mission. God has entrusted him with the gospel, and until he delivers it to the Greeks, the barbarians, the wise, and the foolish, he's not completed his task. And we are under obligation. We've been handed the same gospel. It doesn't belong to us. We're not the originators. We are the messengers. And that means we're not just invited to share. It means we're obligated to deliver. So pray this with me today. Father, help me see the gospel not just as a personal possession, but as a gift that I'm called to deliver. And here's two peoples you can pray for today. Dennis Lopez and his family are national change makers in Honduras, and also the Zaniki LifeWord broadcast for the people of Tanzania. One last thought. The gospel isn't just for your heart. It's for your hands and feet. So deliver.